Welcome to episode 225 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. In last week's show, I talked through the photography kit I'd be using during a local Christmas-themed photo shoot. Well, as promised, in this edition, I'm bringing you a follow-up to that, talking through how the shoot itself went and discussing some of the pictures I produced on the day. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 225. It's coming up to 10:45 on a Friday morning, and as I record this, I'm just having an end of week, just kind of slightly slowing down a little bit. I don't have any commitments being outdoors or anything, or any shoots, what have you. It's been a week of doing odds and ends. I've had editing and magazine pitches and video work and all various odds and ends, and of course the online social media type stuff. The other thing I've been dealing with is preparing my accounts for this year, which, if you're an accountant, great, I'm sure you love it. For me personally, it's a necessary evil. It's just something that we have to do in business. So, you know, that's on my mind at the moment. But what I'm talking about in this week's show is a follow-up to the last episode, which was talking about the kit that I was using on a recent photo shoot in Chichester, in West Sussex, on the south coast of the UK here. And it was the switching on of the Christmas lights. There was some fireworks, crowd scenes, kind of lifestyle, people, all that sort of thing. I won't go into too much detail with the kit, because obviously I talked my way through that last time. But one thing I will just say is, aside from having a stepladder, which I needed to look over the tops of the crowds and what have you, get a bit of extra elevation, one of the things that I had in mind, if you remember, was that because of the nature of how quickly things were moving, there's going to be the switching on of the lights and then the fireworks. I wanted to have cameras already set up. So one of them was going to be on a tripod, ready to do the fireworks. The other one was going to be on a monopod, so that, you know, I would find my position and I could switch without fumbling around lenses and cameras and setting up and what have you, and without missing the shots. Well, as is sometimes the case, all the best laid plans go right out the window when factors outside of your control come into play. It was absolutely heaving in town. I don't remember seeing it that busy for the switching on of the lights in town, which is great for the city, you know, and for community and all the rest of it. But it took a long time to get through the crowd, and it didn't pan out quite as I had anticipated. So what I thought I'd do, I have in front of me the back end of my website, which is password protected for clients. What I do with a client is they have a master folder, as it were, with all the shoots that I do for them throughout the year or what have you, and then a sub-collection, and then in that sub-collection you have two folders of images. You have one which is the full high-res pictures, and the other which is lower res or smaller size that can... It means that those are ready to go on the web nice and quick. They don't take up a lot of space. So what I'm going to do is, I've got these images here, and with the back end here, I have a slideshow feature. Clients can download the images in bulk or individually, or they can look at images on the slideshow. So I'm just going to fire up the slideshow and talk through, these pictures. Now, in total, I supplied 17 pictures, 17, because it wasn't a big shoot, like I say, and the client doesn't want hundreds and hundreds of pictures. It takes too long, too much choice. Sometimes they just want illustrative shots that serve the purpose. Now, interestingly, something I was thinking about as I was driving over on that occasion, I had a conversation earlier in the year with the client where we're talking about, you know, what they want me to supply and the sort of pictures. Now, the thing that sprung to mind is, as a photographer, as a musician, as an artist, as a anything in the creative industry, what you are being employed to do is show your creativity. And, you know, if you're working to a brief, you are illustrating a theme or a topic or anything like that. And say, on this one occasion, I was told, actually, well, you know, we don't really want really creative pictures. We just want, you know, not stock shots. We want these shots that can go to press and do the job. And at the time I said, oh, okay, well, fine. That's, you know, I won't go too crazy with the creative stuff then. And the more I think about it, it's a bizarre thing. You think, well, why are you employing me then? why are you commissioning me to do? Well, I know why they're commissioning me. They want me to do, effective, shots that get the job done. But I was thinking to myself, if you wouldn't say to a racing driver, or don't race, just drive around the track. That's right, just get to the end. You wouldn't do that. So it's a bizarre thing. And so some of the shots that I would have taken on this occasion, I kind of didn't, because I thought, well, it's more editing for me. It's more pictures that I'd supply to them, which they probably think, oh, well, okay, well, that's nice, but we'll leave it in the folder. We don't necessarily need it at the moment, what have you. So, you always take on board what your clients say. And I think this is maybe something that will come up. We had a bit of a conversation about it previously, but maybe it'll come up again in like sort of end of year conversation, just to look ahead to the new year and what have you. Anyway, let's get on with these few pictures. In the event, I had my, I think it was my D3 that was the camera that I used all the time, pretty much, for the hand, sort of the ambient sort of lights and all that sort of thing. When it was the switching on of the lights, you had the mayor there and various people around him and the Christmas tree behind him. That was a D800 just with a flash on that occasion. Just balancing the flash with the, well, there wasn't much ambient light in that position, but, you know, you got the Christmas tree lights and you want to make sure that you got some of that warmth from the lights on the tree coming through. So there's a series of pictures here. People around him smiling, cheering, laughing. You've got, his arms are up in the air saying, hey, you know, here are the lights, well done, and all that sort of thing. These are kind of just kind of standard, almost like press pictures. I dare say these may well end up in the local press. It is what it is. They're not exciting. There's just a number of variations. 1, 2, 3, 4. And that's it. 4 variations of that. The mayor there doesn't really move much, but the people surrounding him, their expressions are changing a bit. All very smiley and nice. So the next shot is, the brief was to show with the crowd scenes that it was to show, that it was a bustling city there with the Christmas lights. You've got the central cross, which is a lovely, I think it's sandstone structure. Really lovely. Now, what I've actually done with these pictures here, I've jumped forward, essentially, because it was on my brief to photograph the fireworks. It wasn't the most important thing because there are already some on file, which I think possibly I might have shot in the past. But it was the most remarkable thing where I was taking those switching on of the lights pictures. From that point to where I wanted to stand with my camera on a tripod, so that I could photograph the fireworks exploding over the top of the cathedral, to walk there, normally it would be all of about 6 seconds, 8 seconds, not even that probably. But I kid you not, it took me 10 minutes maybe to get through that crowd, try and set up my tripod. And by the time that was done, I was told that the fireworks were going to be something like a 10, 15 minute display. They were over within 5 minutes, if that. So you do the maths. I missed the shots. I was quite disappointed about that because, you know, if I have something to do or something I want to do, I want to make sure that I do it. It couldn't have been helped. It was one of those things. So I thought, right, I'll just get on with the rest of the job in hand. I'm just going to make a note of something here. Just making a note of the cameras that I was using just for show notes and things. So this was, you know, sort of the lens on this was a 24-85 on the D3 ambient light. I think from memory, it was something like 2500 ISO, something like that, allowing a little bit of movement with the crowd just to show that there's a bit of hustle and bustle, but not too much. You know, it's the light strung across the, from the shops either side of the street. Really, they would have looked better. These lights would photograph better. And it was a bit of a breeze as well. If it had been a still evening and if I was going to shoot those without all the crowds, I would have done this at dusk, as the sun had just gone down, so it's still blue in the sky. There would have been all that lovely colour, and I've done this in the past. It works very well. As it is, they're just up against a pure black sky. They look nice, but it is what it is. This is a horizontal format picture. I shot quite a few pictures, but only just so that I could make sure that, you know, there were the people that did appear in the frame, they haven't got silly expressions on their faces. No one yawning or, you know, sort of unfortunate, you know, caught in unfortunate poses with their mouths open and all this sort of thing. The next shot is a closer crop. Most of the shots that I did for these, the camera was on a tripod, I was up a stepladder, and it was my 80-200 on my D3, at varying focal lengths, but on this one I'm looking down to the cross here. I've got one of the lights on one of the buildings is a really nice starburst effect. That's because, you know, you get the starburst effect when you use smaller apertures like f16, f22, that sort of thing. Longer exposures. It looks really nice. There's details. It's got the star on the top of the tree. The tree's there. A bit more movement with the crowd there. You know, the clock is backlit. The cross actually has just had a refurbishment, so the sandstone, I believe it's sandstone, is looking much cleaner, and the clock is cleaner and what have you. You know, it's nice. It's just a standard sort of shot. None of these really excite me. Like I say, they're just fairly run of the mill. They do the job, you know. And this is an important point. Maybe this is something, if you're interested, maybe I'll revisit the topic as sort of towards, you know, as we look towards the end of the year, just the idea of creativity and what it means to be a creative. Give me some feedback. Would you like to hear about that sort of thing? You know, just more of a general discussion on that. Because, you know, it's like with everything. It's a bit like working out in a gym. If you don't push yourself, you're not going to get the results. Likewise with the arts, if you're not pushing yourself, consciously keeping things creative, you can get stagnant, you can get, you know, just not enjoying your work. Some people even take it to the extreme where they get very disillusioned with their work. But let me know if you'd like to hear a conversation on that. Some variations on this theme with this crowd here. Gone in a little bit closer, I changed my position, moved to the right as you view the cross there. You know, it's a nice shot. You've got some loads of people with their warm hats and coats, and people selling like light up wands and all this sort of thing, you know, for the kids. It's okay. It's a nice illustrative shot. It can be used to sell the city, to show the Christmas crowds and all the rest of it. Everyone looks happy and that's all we want, really. These shots were taken within the space of about 20 minutes. The next one, slightly wider, over to one side a bit more, maybe showing a bit more of the street beyond the cross. We're on to shot 11 now. Now I've switched to a vertical format, which is nice, a much closer crop. So, and there's visually more going in here. So going on. So you've got the cross, you've got the tree in front of the cross, and with the vertical format, you've got in the foreground out of focus people, someone there with balloons that they're selling. And then you've got the lights strung up across the street. You've got the very clearly you can see the lit up star on the top of the tree. Some of the lights are out of focus and what have you. See, that's the other thing. Christmas lights, whether you're photographing them on your tree at home or whether you're photographing them in the street or anything like that, you throw them out of focus, like properly out of focus. You get that lovely out of focus effect. And that gives you that nice warm feeling, you know. If you want a reference to that sort of thing, let's see if I can find a reference that I'll put in the show notes. There's a particular picture that I took. See if I can find it now. Here we go. Okay, so if you go all the way back to 2014, 2 years ago, you will see that there was episode 159, which was entitled Healthy Christmas Eating Workflow. And this was a Christmas-themed illustrative photograph that I shot for a personal trainer. And you had, in the foreground, you had sort of some nuts and a mince pie and some water, what have you. But out of focus in the background were these lovely Christmas lights. There's a link in the show notes to this show. Do take a look and you'll see the sort of thing I mean. If you were to look at last Christmas, look at episode 195. And it's an episode called All I Want for Christmas Is... The shot illustrating that was one of my cameras with some fairy lights all around it. And you can see varying degrees at which those lights were out of focus in there. So, you know, I'm labouring the point, but for those of you that can't immediately picture what those lights, Christmas lights, fairy lights would look like out of focus, that's a good reference for you. Anyway, let's get back to these pictures. So, you know, it's a nice illustrative shot again. You know, it's just nice. The cross is lit up nicely. Going back to a much wider shot now. Oh, excuse me. That's just a reminder on my phone. yes, this is a wider shot. Still within one street here. Because it was the street with the Christmas tree and what have you. Again, starburst on the lights, showing the architecture of the buildings, the shops there, the crosses off to one side. You know, a bit more movement with the crowd in there, which is really nice. It's a good technique, actually. If you want to show a busy environment, something like maybe a dinner party or a concert hall or street scene like this, set the camera on a tripod. Focus on an object which is static. So on this occasion, it was the cross and the buildings. And just let all the people blur out. Don't do it too much so that you can't really see what or who they are. You just experiment with it. But it's really nice. It just creates that really nice contrast between the static and the moving. It's the same technique that you would use if you were photographing down by the shore, for example, and you had rolling, crashing waves, but really big sort of rock formations or a seawall, that sort of thing. You allow the movement of the water to record. It creates a really nice, can be quite dreamlike, but really nice, surreal or sort of gentle sort of image. Same technique. So that worked really well. This shot, just looking at the clock on the cross here, was about 20 minutes after the last ones. Looking at picture number 13. And on this one, this was more of a detail shot showing one of the sellers, stall holders in the middle of the street there. He's got these sort of light up wand things and very clearly identifiable in the background, slightly out of focus. You've got the tree, the Christmas lights. Again, it just creates, you know, you're creating a focus within this otherwise quite busy scene. And it's creating different levels of interest visually. You're leading the eye in from the out of focus people into that point, but then beyond that you can see the context with in which the seller is there with the tree and the cross and what have you in the background. It works really nice. So I just worked on this a few times. So I did two shots. I supplied two shots. I think I shot probably about, I don't know, 15 shots, because people walk in front, because it's a crowd scene, people walk in front of, you know, I needed to have the, you know, those wands were the subject of the focus, nice and crisp. Those needed to be really clearly visible, and people would walk across, and, you know, obviously I didn't want to use those pictures, but, you know, it's really nice, different sort of layers going on here. So yes, two shots are there. And that was pretty much it. I got to the point where I thought, it was a 1 hour shoot, and I explained this a little bit previously. It was a 1 hour shoot, and to go into more detail what they wanted would have been really to do it more justice would have been a 2 hour shoot, but for one reason or another they said no, stick to 1 hour and just stick to these particular shots. Well, me being me, as I was walking back, I can't just walk past, or I find it very difficult to walk past a photo opportunity if I know it's going to make a nice picture. Now, yes, I could shoot for stock for myself. I had other commitments that night that I had to go on to. I could just walking past and not even interacting and saying hello to, say, street performers and things just would seem wrong. So there are these two, like, stilt walkers, like, dressed up as Ice King and Queen. You know, just I thought I'd do a few shots, and there's only a couple of shots in the final edit here. You know, I was up on my ladder. They were there just doing their thing. I asked them just to interact with one another, look at the camera a couple of times. And, you know, they're okay. It's one of those things, again, if they were there when there's still light in the sky, you've got the tree with the lights and the lights across the street there. It looks nice, but it would have liked a bit more daylight, a bit more of that late afternoon light. It would have been really nice. But, you know, it's just nice illustrative shot. I thought that as I had, you know, as I'd missed those fireworks shots, which couldn't have been helped, but I still felt a bit bad for that. I thought, well, I'll just do a number of these entertainer stilt walker shots, just to put those in there. So what you've got here is 1, 2, 3. And they were shot with a back on the 24 to 70, I believe. Let me just double check for you. Yeah, it's 24-70. And, you know, they're just illustrative shots. You've got a bit of flare coming in from the top left on one of these shots, just from the street lights. And that's it, really. They were just there, and as I was walking back to the car. So, you know, it's one of those shoots, again, and I know I've spoken about this during the year, there have been a number of shoots which you have to do shoots which, you know, don't always excite you. And you think, okay, well, you know, it's good. It's work. It's, you know, I love my work. Don't get me wrong. But if it doesn't push you in some way, you know, you have to have something to, you know, to kind of make you want to be there. Now, for me, on a technical side of things with this, you know, there was handheld stuff, there was tripod mounted stuff. I had to make sure that the crowds didn't bump into my tripod, which was quite tricky at times. I was able to involve some of the people that are there to assist the crowds, like crowd control, if you like, making sure that, you know, I said to them, could you just stand by my ladder to keep a bit of a barrier around here and what have you. You know, the apertures, the shutter speeds, it's a case of playing around with it. You know, some stuff you want to be absolutely pin sharp, frozen movement, which when it's so dark is a challenge. But equally, you want to have somewhere you allow the movement there, record as much of the ambient light as you can. You know, things like, I mean, I'm just looking at this last or second's last shot of these stilt walkers. And there is a shot in this shot. There's a reflection in one of the windows, and these are, you know, lovely old sash cord windows. And there's a reflection of the strung out Christmas lights. Now, if I'm really into it and I'm walking around, I think, oh, it's a nice detail shot there. Maybe going a little bit closer or in closer with a slightly wider angle lens to show that window, but out of focus, off to one side in the frame is maybe the lights themselves or the cross or the tree or something. It's just a nice, you know, illustrative, more creative shot. As I said, this client isn't so worried about those, so I didn't do that. But even so, you're still looking for these photo opportunities. You're still, as a photographer, you're still looking for pictures that excite you and interest you. And just as a complete aside, and I will share this picture on Instagram shortly, so do follow the link in the show notes or just go onto Instagram and have a look. There was a I'll just get my phone here so I can talk through this picture. This is just a final point to finish on. I was putting the bins out the other morning, and it was really, really frosty. And I looked at the bin, and there's obviously been a cat had walked across the top of the bin, and the paw prints were like frozen in the frost. Lovely. And I ended up, having a chat with one of my neighbours about photography and, you know, cameras and how it's not the camera, all the usual cliches, or, you know, being aware of pictures that are around you. And yeah, this was a shot on my phone because that's what I had in my pocket. It was just early morning light. It was just a close up of the top of the bin. Really nice, just as an illustrative shot. And looking at it, zooming in, it's pin sharp. It's absolutely lovely. But again, as a photographer, and this is just pushing into this whole creative conversation. You know, even the mundane, out of the mundane everyday stuff, you can see shots which, you know, that's a nice picture. It's one of those shots. As I was taking it, I was thinking, oh, that's a nice stock shot that I can keep for presentations or technique pieces, and maybe I'll do a follow-up on that next week. So, you know, it's keeping yourself excited even with the mundane is what it's all about. So there we go. That's a bit of a ramble about that shoot and the follow-up. Like I said, I'll contact the client and try and meet up for a coffee before the year is out, so we can talk about what worked well this year and what could be improved upon for next year. Thinking about budgets, have they got an increased budget which will allow us to do more next year? Because it was really quite tight this year for one reason or another. But you know, just keeping in touch and listening to your clients. You know, there was a lot I could have done on that evening for those shots. And there was a lot that I didn't do because I knew that it would have created more work for me in post-production, and the pictures were not required by the client anyway. And sometimes, as much as it pains you, you have to just say, okay, fine, you know, just walk away, do the shots they want, and leave it at that. But there we go. So if you have any questions about any of that, obviously do let me know. One thing I will just add is on a completely different subject. I alluded right at the start of this recording to the fact that I put a video on YouTube. There's also an article on The Active Photographer. I'll link to that in the show notes. You may remember some time ago I was photographing a shipwreck at sunrise. Well, I was going through a load of old files that never really saw the light of day, or at least not yet. And in amongst those was the behind the scenes video that I created and or filmed. And I quickly put that together the other day, and it's only a minute and a half thereabouts, just a very, very quick video, which I shared on the site and on YouTube. Have a look at it. Tell me what you think, because I'm doing a lot more video at the moment and trying to, looking towards the new year, I'm trying to put out more video because I know you like video. But I'm trying to get the balance between what is interesting and the duration that these videos are. So, for example, some of them I've put something out recently which was 30 seconds. There was something else which was 10 minutes. You know, what is the sort of length that you like? Let me know either through email or social media, and because, you know, I want to create the content that you are going to enjoy. So with that as my end note, like I say, if you've got any questions about anything you've just heard, do let me know. But for now, I will leave it there. If you have any Christmas photography related questions in mind, please do let me know too. I'm working on some new content at the moment, and it would be great to address these along the way. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.